Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
With Jaden Forster.
And a very good morning to Jaden Forster. How are you?
Good, thank you, Dave. Good morning.
I've got to say, a little bit relieved, possibly, Jaden. The Johnny Depp Amber Heard saga, it's done. It's dusted. Goodbye.
Yeah, well, in one mind, I'm relieved that it's over, but in the other mind, I'm slightly disappointed that we'll have less things to talk about going forward. But, yeah, it's all done and dusted. The dust is, of course, now settling, and you look to what it means for these two, I guess you could say, dingbats. One of them, well, they're left saddened and disappointed that they've lost with a massive legal bill facing them. And as far as I see it, beyond the Aquaman sequel, if she does stay there, because there's a petition gaining a lot of traction to get rid of her from that movie, this is Amber Heard, as far as I see it, there's probably no future in Hollywood for her. I think the judge's key word of malice that was used yesterday will be like a tag that will stick with her for quite some time, whereas the other dingbat is celebrating a victory, celebrating what he clearly considers to be a rejuvenation or a rebirth after 6 years of having his life controlled by this thing. And he still has a contract with Dior. He's filming a new movie very soon, and he could do many things. But look, I don't think that the victory that we had there yesterday, on paper anyway, because he's certainly not a winner, as I've said all along, there are no winners in this story except the lawyers. I can't really see this victory being the magic elixir that inserts him back into those big movies going forward.
Yeah, everyone's a loser with a court case, true. And when you mentioned about this thing, you were talking about this court case, not Amber Heard.
That's correct, yes. The defamation trial that has been hanging over his head now for the last 6 years, which yesterday, released a very predictable statement, as did Amber Heard, but yeah, clearly relieved yesterday that as far as he sees it, the troop has won out, and that's been vindicated by the court.
Okay, a little bit close to home, Andrew O'Keefe has done a media interview from inside rehab, really?
Yeah, I saw this one yesterday when it was published, and I thought it's very peculiar. Usually people who go to rehab sort of shut themselves off from the outside world and don't speak to anyone. I don't think I've ever seen a celebrity do an interview from inside rehab, but he has. He's done an interview with the Daily Telegraph in Sydney and given us a glimpse inside the Port Stephens Centre that's sending him back around $700 a fortnight, 10 grand all up roughly for the six months that he has to be there. And it's pretty flash. There's a pool and tennis courts and fishing and basketball. But, you know, there is a serious side to it, of course. He's going to AA meetings and Narcotics Anonymous meetings and eating a pretty wholesome breakfast and telling himself as part of their ritual every morning that he's a good man. So he's in the program. So hopefully he still obviously still has court matters to deal with in the coming months. But hopefully he can get on top of his demons and become a better person.
That's the whole thing. We do wish him well, getting on top of the demons and making a better person out of himself. Look, it's been 3 years in the making. 3 years, I can't believe that. But a date's been set for when the cameras are going to start to roll on the new season of Australia's Got Talent. Has it really been 3 years?
It has, yeah. They got 6 days into production before everything got shut down
due
to COVID. So, yeah, they're back at it again. June 23 is the date when they will officially start filming for this one. And
they're
taking it to Rudy Hill.
Rudy Hill
is where they're going to be filming. Yeah, up there. So this is the audition stage of the show in front of the judges with a live audience. That's sort of the way that Channel 7 has wanted to do it. They didn't want to do it any other way, so they've put it back until now. But, yeah, they'll be there for about 6 days or so. And for all those eager beavers dying to know who will be on the judges, panel, Sunday, I'm told, is the day when Channel 7 will make that grand announcement. So expect that very, very early Sunday morning that they can then plug through Sunrise and throughout the rest of the day.
Okay, then watch this space, though, because we might be talking about that again. The live auditions, that's the one that I absolutely love with any of those types of programs. Jaden, what about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I used to go to a lot of the tapings for Australia's Got Talent when it was based here in Melbourne, the auditions and the semi-finals and the grand final and everything like that. And it's just such a great experience and extremely well produced. I mean, there's hours that go into putting a two-hour show together for literally only a few minutes that people see on TV. So it's quite remarkable, and it's a fantastic platform for anybody who wants to get into the industry, regardless of whether they win or not. So yeah, it'll be great to have it back, and it'll be fantastic for the whole crew to get going again after that really long hiatus.
That is the thing, is we don't stop and think about that enough, about the fact that TV crews and the like have had a horror nearly two and a half years now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a lot of them have been sort of out of work, or most of them have been out of work. So, yeah, there's a lot of people that are really, really dying and raring to go on this one.
I bet. Look, thank you very much for that, Jaden. We'll catch up next week.
Pleasure. Catch you then.
Thank you. That's our entertainment reporter, Jaden Forster.